Welcome to My Road So Far, the enlightening podcast that takes you on a transformative journey through wellness. I'm your host, Roxanne, and it is my pleasure to guide you through the intricacies of mental, physical, and spiritual health. I'll be sharing the knowledge that I have obtained over the years as a personal trainer, nutrition coach, and now as a wellness coach, as well as sharing with you my personal journey to well-being, making this exploration all the more authentic and relatable. So let's uncover the secrets to a fulfilling and balanced life. Welcome, witches and spiritual friends, back to the podcast. How has Movement May been treating you? I know for me, I am really starting to notice some different things with how I treat movement. One of the big things is, which I've mentioned before, is that I'm allowing myself to talk with my whole body now. Not just with my hands, but really letting my body move as it wants to move as I speak, because this is just something that feels right to me. And it explains a lot of why I was really into theater when I was in high school. So that's what I'm noticing. I would love to find out what you are noticing about movement for you, what you've explored and everything else. You can reach out to me on Instagram at MyRoadSoFarWellness and kind of just share your experience with Movement May. The Movement Magic Challenge is in full swing on my private Facebook group now. And so far, we have talked about letting go of our expectations of what working out is and focusing more on this idea of movement instead. We have gone over three essentials to finding joy in movement once more, how balance is really fundamental to help us with our movement, to want to move, to enjoy movement, to find magic again through movement. Today, we will be diving into bringing your magic to movement. So really finding what part of your magical practice you can bring to movement to help support you during this time. This is a free challenge that I'm hosting on my Facebook group, and it started this Monday the 13th and goes to Friday the 17th. I go live each night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it is a lot of fun. And the wonderful thing is that even if you're not able to make the live, the recordings are still up on the Facebook page. They live there so that you can catch up as you want. And it's so with that, it's not too late to join in. All the previous days, you can watch the replays and still participate. If you're interested in getting signed up, getting on the Facebook group, and the wonderful thing about the Facebook group, it is a group that is curated for witches who are looking to connect wellness and witchcraft together. So even after the challenge is over, you still have this community of being able to come and talk about health and wellness and really learning how to incorporate your practice into it and how they support each other. So that is another extra bonus. I have the link in my show notes if you're interested in signing up, if you're interested in just wanting to join the Facebook group and having a place to go to for advice and questions and sharing your journey. Reach out to me on Instagram at MyRoadSoFarWellness. I'll shoot you over the link for the group so that you can jump in there. Today, I want to talk about movement and mental health. May is also mental health awareness. And though mental health shouldn't be regulated to just talking about it and bringing awareness to it like once a year, I wanted to make sure that I included it within our exploration of movement this month because movement has such a huge impact on our mental health. So we're going to start with the science of movement and mental health. I love reading different scientific journals and articles. It's a lot of fun for me. That is why I got a degree in kinesiology, is because I love the science behind how we move. And this is an important aspect to always consider on your wellness journey. There's only so much that we can do without including the science as well, including more of that research and everything else, because it is important. So let's start with science. We have research that has shown that exercise has a profound impact on our mental health. Regular movement can reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. It can improve our mood and cognitive function, and it even boosts our self-esteem and body image. The thing is, how does that all work? And I can tell you that I have experienced this firsthand for myself, that when I'm more physically active, when I move more, I have less anxiety. My depression is managed easier. This was the first way I was able to start managing my depression without some kind of pill, because the pills that they had given me at the time did not work for me. And it was really, I was really uncomfortable with taking pills. So I did lean on exercise and movement to really help me with managing my depression, and was able to experience that like outcome firsthand that I've read about in research. So that is one thing, is definitely try things on for size when you start reading about different researches. But this is definitely one that has been around for years. They've done multiple ones and they have numerous data that follows this, that being more active helps reduce a lot of these different things and boosts your self-esteem. And I've seen it with my clients as well. When they move more, they have a better attitude. It's easier for them to process different emotions. They're able to tap back into joy more. There are many different things that are going on within our body on a chemical level, and this is why there is this correlation with movement and mental health. When we move our bodies, we release endorphins, which are like our natural happy pills. You've heard with each one of these I talk about, I'm sure you've heard about it before. So we also stimulate the production of dopamine, which helps regulate our mood and motivation. And that right there is a big one, to regulate our mood and motivation. So regulating our emotions. I think I like the word emotions better than mood, because a lot of times with mood, we get this different connotation, especially managing the mood. It just feels different. So helps regulate your emotions and motivation, which motivation in itself is an energy signature. And let's not forget about the role of serotonin, which influences our mood, emotions, appetite, and sleep. So that is how, with moving our body more, we have this better balance with these chemicals within our body, with endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. It's kind of like this little magical cocktail of our brain chemicals that are being activated to help us with our mental health. Now that we have kind of talked about more of like the science-y type aspect of how movement and mental health are related and the benefits of that, let's kind of look at the witchy side of movement. And that part comes along more with that mind-body connection and the wisdom we can achieve through movement. And one of the biggest forms of this is meditation and mindfulness. It's movements like yoga and tai chi that have more of those spiritual traditions within them as well, of that mind-body connection. Walking is another example of how we can use our bodies to connect with our inner selves and the world around us. One of the biggest reasons I have been so attracted and connected to yoga is the fact that when I really started exploring yoga as a personal practice and not going to a class where I felt like I was trying to force myself to keep up with whatever the teacher was doing, I was able to better find that connection with my body, and it helped me come to more of a restful, peaceful place within my mind. That has been my experience with this more of like wisdom of movement, using more of the spiritual traditions of yoga for me to find that mind-body connection and really connect within. Another way that I really love finding this connection is connecting with the energy of nature, using that to guide my intention and connect closely with the cycles of the earth, because that is very powerful for me within my practice. It is what has helped me during the winter when you're doing that, more of that turn inward and doing more reflection and everything else, where I used to think that I was just, you know, seasonal depression and that's all it was and would like push through it. Now acknowledging those cycles within the earth that connect within our bodies, I have been able to, one, manage my energy better during that time and take care of myself better, but two, I'm not in this like state of like depression and anxiety the entire time that we are during this winter cycle of the earth. It is such a powerful way to tap into your intuition and feel more grounded and centered as well when you connect closely with nature's and the cycles of the earth, which has helped me also to bring me to a state of calm and peace when I take the time to connect with whatever cycle is going on with the earth. Another aspect of mind-body connection is starting to connect more with the body and be truly embodied. And this is something I help my clients with extensively, because there is a special connection between body and spirit as well that has effect on our mental health. So leaning into movement can help you really cultivate that sense of inner wisdom and intuition, because you're able to better connect with your body and move your body in a way that is healthy, that is being more active, so that you are releasing the chemicals that we need in order to feel better, to process our emotions better through movement. That is definitely like being truly embodied and connected, and listening to that inner wisdom can help you through the difficult times as well. For my personal practices and rituals, that I really combine a lot of movement, and it has to do with, one, my mental health, because it has been an impact since I was late teens. I have noticed the impact that movement has on my mental health. And one of my favorite ways to do this, and this is actually a practice that I encourage my clients to do because I have found it is the best way to explore movement and to get yourself to move more, is through dance. All you have to do is just put on any kind of music that you would just even bop your head to. Like, it doesn't have to be anything fast. It can be something slow. Just any music that calls to your body to move. And here's the thing. Movement can look like anything. It does not have to be something big and flashy. It can be something as small as sitting in your chair, bobbing your head, moving your hands, swaying side to side. It is a time for you to just connect, to be within your body, to feel the movement and connect. There are so many different ways that we can incorporate our magical practices into movement routines. And as we talked at the beginning with the science, basically the more we move, the better we feel. Whether it is reducing our symptoms of anxiety, depression, increasing our mood, boosting our self-esteem, releasing all the good chemicals that we need, You can make it witchy. You can set intentions when you go to move. The intentions to release emotions as you move, to become mindful of your movement, setting whatever intentions are calling to you. You can use crystals. That's a big one for one of my clients. She is a crystal person, and she's the one I go to for all things crystals when I have questions. And you can use it to really help you be within that energy of connecting. You can use them as a way to, if you're needing more of like that groundedness as you're moving. So whatever feels right in that time. Another way that you can approach this and really start connecting with your body and finding that mind-body connection is creating a sacred space or a ritual space for movement. And then taking the time following movement to sit down and reflect on it. What came up for you? How do you feel afterwards? And continue to do this like regularly. There are just numerous ways that you can start really incorporating your magical practice with your wellness practice. With our focus on movement and mental health today, this is a great opportunity to really take some time to reflect and see how movement feels, explore that movement and its effect on your emotions, on your self-esteem, on your cognitive function. Are you noticing you're able to focus better? And the key thing I want you to remember is that the movement doesn't have to be big. It can be something small. That is the one thing I want you to remember. So take some time and really explore your relationship with movement and with mental health. If you would like to learn a little bit more about movement and that connection with your magical practice, join the Movement Magic Challenge. It's not too late. If you have other questions, reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at MyRoadSoFarWellness. And you can also email me at Roxanne@MyRoadSoFarWellness.com. All of this is in the show notes. I hope that you're able to come out of this episode with this curiosity to see how movement affects your mental health and what helps you with what you are going through right now, whether it's processing big emotions, whether it's anxiety, whether it's boosting your self-esteem. Take time to really look into that and feel into that. As we start to close up this episode, I'm going to go ahead and pull a card from my tarot deck. It is the Be With Your Body Tarot, and this is a message from your body. Today we got the Queen of Eyes, and I have such a powerful connection with this card and literally every in every tarot deck. So the Queen of Eyes in traditional tarot is the Queen of Swords. And so I have this deep connection with that. So when this card comes up, I always am filled with joy. So the Queen of Eyes is a person sitting on succulents holding an owl. It stands for clear communication, wisdom, teacher. The Queen of Eyes sees and communicates clearly. They have strong discernment and can make wise choices. They both maintain their own internal compass and are also wise counsel for those around them. You have reached a point in your cycle that you have learned a lot and you are able to share that information concisely with those around you. Affirmation: I am confident in what I know and am also open to new ideas. Take this message today and continue to explore. That is the one thing that I am so called to tell you, is explore movement, explore what it feels in your body, how it affects all areas of your wellness, your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. Movement is such an important part of our lives. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and remember to keep it witchy. Thank you for joining me on My Road So Far podcast. Remember, wellness is a continuous journey, not a destination. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review on your preferred podcast platform. If you're ready to take the next step on your wellness journey, message or email me today about my one-on-one wellness coaching. Until next time, keep nurturing your mind, honoring your body, and embracing the wonder of your spirit. This is Roxanne signing off.